pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, most Americans are focused on what's going on over in Afghanistan and in Iraq and the terrible tragedy that's unfolding there. And as the president says, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to wait till next year to decide what we're going to do. And maybe we're just going to have to send a lot more troops over there. We got to send in more troops so we can pull back. And that doesn't quite make sense. We should have done that initially. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we never went to Iraq to win the war over there. We went to Iraq because we wanted the base for new war that will be coming. How soon, I don't know. But certainly the war is going to expand over there. But while our attention is focused on what's going on in the Middle East, we're losing our freedom here at home. America is under massive invasion. Tens of millions of people have come in. Are there 10 million? Are there 20 million? Are there more than that of illegal immigrants that are being welcomed into this country by an administration that is focusing our attention overseas so we can't see how they're betraying us here at home? Well, with us this morning, Mr. John Keeley, who works with an immigration, a group that monitors immigration there in Washington, D.C., and we've had people from his organization before. And we have to understand that America is being transformed. Many of our cities are no longer American cities. They are now are multicultural, multilingual cities, and you're not welcome there. And what people do not understand, this is part of a much larger scheme carried out by the people who are focusing our attention elsewhere while we lose our freedom here in America. Good morning, John. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be on with you again.
Why don't you just pick up the story and tell us what's going on from your point of view?
Well, I think one of the biggest stories in 2006 with respect to immigration policy wasn't so much the legislation in Washington or the Bush administration and their continued negligence with respect to our borders, but instead the actions of localities, states and localities, where people, whether you're talking sheriffs or mayors or town councils, just really said, enough's enough. We can no longer wait for Washington to do its most basic job and safeguard us in our communities. We have to take the matter in our own hands. And so what we saw, Dr. Stan, all across the country, whether you were talking Hazleton, Pennsylvania, or Riverside, New Jersey, or San Bernardino, California, we saw these localities legislate their own restrictive, enforcement-minded policies with respect to illegal immigration.
But, of course, we've seen CBS's coverage of what happened there in Pennsylvania. And, the basic theme, this is not a function of local government. You don't have the right to protect yourself. That's up to the federal government. They're going to do it. Of course, the reason that they did something locally was it was very obvious to them that the federal government has no intention of enforcing our immigration laws.
Oh, yeah, and you know what I like to tell people in discussing this issue is when you're talking about groups like the Minutemen or you're talking about communities like Hazleton, Pennsylvania, where you have the mayor there taking a very courageous stand for law and order, that to me represents the ultimate indictment of the federal government. Because the federal government is responsible for controlling our borders. The federal government is responsible for all admissions, temporary and permanent, immigrant and non-immigrant alike. It's their job. It's not the job of you and me. It's not the job of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, or Rockville, Maryland. It's the job of the federal government. And for 20 or 25 years now, they have abdicated that responsibility. That's how you get 12 million illegal immigrants. We didn't get 12 million illegal aliens overnight here, Dr. Stan. This is a crisis many years in the building. building. And you have to blame succeeding administrations, succeeding sessions of Congress, both parties. There's plenty of blame to go around here, but the American people, it's clear, with their actions in these local communities, they in effect are rendering judgment here on the government.
Well, but the thing is that the government doesn't want to solve the problem. They want to give everybody amnesty. They want to open our borders so everybody in the world can come in. They've done everything they could to effectively block efforts of Congress to do anything effectively. I mean, the laws are there. They're passed the laws. They passed them in 86 when President Reagan promised there would never again be another amnesty, and he agreed to make 1 million illegal immigrants legal. Of course, there weren't a million illegal immigrants. There were almost 3 million illegal immigrants. So either he was deceived or he lied to the people, but the laws were there in 86. They were passed by Congress. And yet successive administrations have refused to enforce the law. Doesn't that make those administrations lawbreakers? Why do we have to obey the law when the government refuses to obey the law?
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? I mean, Americans, whether you're talking about the tax code or various other laws, we are expected to comply. But when it comes to immigration, politicians, again, both parties, they blur the distinction between legal and illegal immigration. And I think this is a very important point because most Americans, the overwhelming majority of them, are very generous of spirit when it comes to immigration. And we can all cite our own families, our respective families' legacy. And we want to remain generous with respect to immigration. But the distinction is legal versus illegal. Our history, our legacy with immigration in this country is very much one of legal immigration and regulated and moderated, controlled admissions. We don't have that anymore. The federal government doesn't moderate or control immigration at all. Instead, business interests, big business interests, they dictate not only our immigration flows, but the absence of any controls, the absence of any enforcement at the work site. And when you put all this together, you get this tapestry of chaos. That's how you get a national crisis from coast to coast, in the interior, at the border. That's why this issue rose to the very top of the domestic agenda in 2006, Dr. Stan.
But this is going to bankrupt our local communities, providing, all the benefits, the education, the health care. I mean, our local hospitals, many of them are even closing down. Emergency centers are closing down. Emergency rooms, I know friends go down the local emergency room. We used to be able to get seen with, 20 to 30 minutes, and now they tell you it'll be, 8 to 10 or 12 hours. Why don't you go home? You're not going to be able to get to see the doctor. This is all a byproduct of what is going on with this massive invasion that is actually being encouraged by the lawbreakers in Washington, D.C., who refuse to abide by the laws that they pass, and if they expect us to abide by the laws, we'll be back in just a moment here. American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, so this is Morning is John Keeley, and we're talking about the response of people, you know, across the country, and in many of these communities, why responsible local officials are responding to public clamor to do something, and they're passing laws that, you know, make it illegal to, you know, to rent to people who are here illegally, and taking other legislative actions that can be taken locally to say we do not want people who are in this country here illegally to stay. And then, of course, I don't know how many people saw the CBS program on this, you know, and it just tears at your heartstrings how terrible it is that, of course, these poor people who just want a better life are being discriminated against by the cruel local authorities. And I understand that there are good people who want, you know, for a better life, but you have laws in this country for a reason. We could, if we open up our borders, everybody, you know, in Mexico, or almost everybody in Mexico, except the multi-billionaires and the military and the bureaucrats who live comfortable lives, but the common people who've been impoverished by the authoritarian system that exists there would flood into this country. Their laws are corrupt. Their election process is corrupt. The last election, I think the people who've studied it no, it was stolen. Syrinoxicana, where they stole the governor's election. The people are demonstrating and they're sending in more troops. The people had come to America for a better life. But this would end up destroying our country, wouldn't it, John? I mean, we can't take in everybody and have the safety nets and all the wonderful benefits we provide. And then what happens when our economy begins to contract, as it's obviously beginning to do? What's going to happen to all these people who are here illegally, who've been told you're entitled to all of these things? After all, this was your country before the Yankees stole it from you.
I do think you put your finger on really the most basic question underpinning all discussions of contemporary immigration policy, and that is, can the United States in the 21st century, as an advanced welfare state, can it continue to have unregulated, massive immigration from the third world? And again, it's not that immigrants, even illegal aliens, come to the United States to jump immediately onto welfare. We don't believe they do that. We don't think they do that. But the bottom line is, our modern welfare state takes care of the poor by its design, irrespective of one's background, ethnicity, legal status. And so if you have a policy that grows your poor people by the millions on an annual basis, what you have set up is a system ensuring anarchy and budget crisis. And that is precisely the story of California over the last 10 years. Dr. Sand, you'll remember just a couple of years ago, the voters in California fired their governor because of red ink. And very few media outlets acknowledged the elephant in the living room there, which was the state had millions of illegal aliens. They were flooding the public schools, flooding the hospitals, overwhelming the criminal justice system there, and you're talking about the three biggest budget items for any state government there. It can't work. You cannot have massive third world immigration into an advanced welfare state and just say, hey, American taxpayer, sit back and take it.
Well, we've got a wonderful solution here in California, though. We just borrow the money to do it. You know, we're borrowing, I know, massive amounts of money for bonds, and of course, you know, this will keep the economy going. We just voted in $40 billion for bonds here, And, of course, then we can keep it going at least for a while. But people don't understand that eventually you got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
And then we borrow money to make up the budget deficits. But eventually the whole thing comes tumbling down.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. And now the grave concern, I think, nationally is that the experience in California gets replicated. It isn't just that we're creating massive deficits, but notice what's happened to the tax base in California. I mean, we've all seen the news accounts about what's called native flight, where people have said, you know what, my roots are in California, my family has longstanding roots, but I can't afford to live here anymore. And off they go into the Pacific Northwest or other parts of the country, driven out by uncontrolled border policies. California, Dr. Stan, used to have the finest system of public schools in America. It wasn't all that long ago. Who today, though, would suggest that California's public schools are even in the top 30 or 40 of states nationally in terms of achievement and performance? There's a direct relationship here with loss of control. In Los Angeles County, we hear about public education in primary and secondary levels offered in 80 or 90 different languages. This is not a melting pot.
No, it isn't, because, of course, if it were a melting pot, we would all speak the same language. What they want to do, of course, is have all this separate ethnicity and, of course, multilingual, multicultural, and that is the foundation for strife. But don't worry, we always have a powerful military that can keep things in line. But it was never supposed to be used in America, and yet we just simply recently passed laws, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, allows now for the American military to be used against American citizens. Repeal the Posse Comitatus Act. It's almost as if the administration believes there is going to be civil unrest here. Why else would they suddenly pass this legislation? Yeah, so this all ties in together, but the average American can't see it, that there's no way that we can continue doing what we're doing. What's the solution, John? You're on the front lines of this battle. What can we do?
In many respects, 2006 was such an encouraging year for concerned Americans like you and me, Dr. Stan, and, of course, the 65 to 80% of the American people who consistently said, we're fed up, we want to have controlled and legal immigration. The House of Representatives gave not perfect legislation, but I think a real good start with its bill that tried to get our immigration house in order. They said, we're going to have enforcement first. We're not going to have any discussion of amnesty. We're not going to have any discussion of a massive guest worker program. We are first going to get our immigration house in order. And I thought that spirit in that legislation was right on. The problem, though, is then you had the Senate come in and allow the usual suspects there, the ethnic interest groups, big business, post-American politicians like John McCain, say, you know what, the will of the American people be damned. We're not interested. Here's your bill. Here's an amnesty. And they don't get it. And the elections driven by Iraq, as you alluded to at the beginning of the segment here, that really sort of drowned out what for all of the year had been concerted increased pressure coming up from the grassroots about this issue. So right now, here we are in December. It doesn't look real promising now with Democrats in control of Congress here, because their track record on enforcement is so abysmal. But we have just got to keep the pressure up at the grassroots level. Your listeners, I mean, keep the phone calls, the emails, the faxes to your members of Congress coming. They get it in the House of Representatives. But we didn't win this war yet. We won a battle in one chamber this year, but we've got to keep the pressure up.
Well, now, of course, we hear about the 700-mile fence. Do you think there are for a 2,000-mile border? Now, I'm not very smart, but I don't see how building a 700-mile fence on a 2,000-mile border is really going to solve much of anything.
Well, we have said, with respect to the Secure Fence Act, which the Senate passed in September, and that authorized the building, well, it mandated the building of 700 miles of physical barrier there on the southern border of Mexico. We said that's a good first start, but it's not the silver bullet for all that ails us with our immigration crisis. But now, Dr. Stan, here's the big problem. That was in September, and then we had these big elections. And now the party that doesn't have credibility when it comes to enforcing immigration laws. The Democrats, they control the purse strings. They get to appropriate funding for legislation that's passed. So guess what I think is going to happen to that fence that was signed into law by President Bush a few weeks ago? We're never going to see it. I really don't think we're going to see it.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's so interesting. There's about a 2,500-mile border between India and Bangladesh. And, of course, there are many fanatical Muslim people in Bangladesh, and the Indians don't want them coming into their Hindu country. They're building a 2,500-mile fence, but we can't. We don't have the money to do it.
And the Israelis did it, too. I mean, that was a basic security issue. I have heard the argument here quite often that if you build a fence along the border with Mexico, they'll just build a ladder 1 foot taller. Well, you know what? The walls seem to be working pretty well in Israel, and they seem to be working elsewhere very well. They certainly worked well in between East and West Germany for quite a while. It's a shame that we're at this point, Dr. Stan, where we have to talk about building hundreds of miles or 1,000 miles worth of physical barrier. But you know what? To me, that highlights the political corruption that is endemic in Mexico City, where 40 or 45 or 50% of the population lives in poverty, and the government gets a pass on it. And concurrently, just blissful ignorance in Washington, D.C. for these conditions. The politicians in Washington, the business interests, they want the nannies and the pool cleaners and the landscapers. They want the cheap labor. And they say to the American taxpayer, you get to foot the bill for educating the kids. You get to pay for the health care. You get to pay for the criminal justice system. And that, to me, isn't fair, and it can't go on.
Well, you know, of course, what about the catch-and-release program that they've had for all of these years? You catch them, and then you immediately release them. Even if they're Muslims from a terrorist country, you immediately release them. Has that changed at all?
The Department of Homeland Security, Dr. Stan, would have you believe that it has. And they have issued press releases and had photo ops in the last year or so suggesting that the catch-and-release has been ended. I am sure that there are good men and women in DHS that would like to end the program. The problem is the Bush administration doesn't want it ended, or they could end it. It is still going on today, and I don't have any reason to believe it's going to stop. We don't have the detention space for millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens, and we don't have the political will to control our borders. And as long as you have these basic conditions in place, there's nothing you can do. Congress is not going to authorize hundreds of millions of dollars for the construction of detention facilities. It's just not going to happen until we really, really do need a dramatic change in our political structure here in the United States. It may even take the forming of a third party, a Patriots Party, if you will, because I don't see much difference between these two parties on this issue.
Well, you won't get any argument from me on that. What part do you think this desire for globalism plays into this, this refusal to enforce our laws? In other words, this idea that we really don't want America as a sovereign nation. We'd like to unite America with Mexico and Canada and create this North American Union. Does that play some part in this refusal to enforce the laws?
Well, from my own take, I find that a little bit of a distracting area to focus on, in the sense that we can't point to any legislation, any executive order, any sort of formal policy proposals to that effect. But I don't think we need to, because the de facto effect, the practical effect, is that when you don't have any control over your borders, you basically have already created a continental post-sovereign entity, where anybody from Mexico or anybody from Latin America who wants to come in gets to come in with impunity. And so I think it's maybe not helpful and a little bit distracting to sort of, you know, erect this sort of formal quasi-NAFTA policy prescription coming from any administration or Congress. But the reality on the ground is that we already have that, in a sense. We have lost control over our destiny because we have no control over our borders. We have the formation of ethnic enclaves, city after city, coast to coast, that really points to a loss of sovereignty, if you will.
And I think this is really what's so incredible these things are going on. We heard, in fact, Jay Leno last night was talking about how the Immigration Service had gone into this company with branches all across America and invested, you know, 1,000 illegal immigrants, but didn't do anything at all to their employees because the employer said, gee, we thought they were all legal. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners about the organization you're with, how they can get in touch with you and get your information?
Oh, sure. Thank you. The Center for Immigration Studies, we're based out of Washington, and online you can find us at www.cis.org. Of course, it's a critical time to get engaged in this issue. And we have everything, all of our research that we ever generate, we put up online. We have our congressional testimony up there. We have our analysis and commentary in magazines and newspapers. So for those that haven't had a chance to familiarize themselves with us, I would encourage you to do so. And any questions, boy, I'd be happy to take them here in the office. My email address, jmk, as in John Michael Keeley, at cis.org.
And that's the Center for Immigration Studies, or cis.org. So if you have a question, why, get in touch with them. They're doing good work. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question about this issue, this is certainly one of the most important issues facing America today. And as tragic as what's going on over the Middle East, and as frightening as the implications of the expansion of that war, which I think it's only a matter of time before they do it, why, even more frightening is the fact that we are losing our sovereignty as a nation here in the United States. And what was once, you know, cities like Los Angeles, which were once strong American cities, the people are fleeing from there. Even many of the blacks are fleeing from Los Angeles, you know, and of course those who are wealthy enough are moving into the gated, armed, guarded communities. And it, we're seeing here in America just exactly what exists, you know, in Mexico City and other Mexican cities, where you have a two-tiered system. The very wealthy who can protect themselves, and then the great masses who, of course, are literally living in a jungle that becomes increasingly lawless. Now, what about the effect of these organized gangs that are coming in here that even the police seem to be afraid to confront?
Oh, boy, I mean, this is terribly frightening, Dr. Stan. The gangs you hear about most often are MS-13, and then more so out in California, the 18th Street Gang. With MS-13, you're talking about a Salvadoran-based gang, remarkably ruthless, spectacularly violent, perpetrating acts of violence that we frankly haven't seen associated with gangs, maybe even going back to the heyday of La Cosa Nostra. I mean, this is something that the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, is taking very, very seriously in terms of assigning task force personnel. But the question is, why is this, at a period of time where the federal law enforcement and local law enforcement made so many significant strides over the years to really get a handle on gang affiliation and gang crime in this country, we have basically undone all that good, important police work because we had no control over our borders. And we now, I guess, maybe gang activity was jobs that Americans wouldn't do, so we went abroad to bring in gangs. That's really what has happened.
And it is incredible as it seems, why this MS-13 is just so ruthless. I remember they had an exposure of it on 60 Minutes. They had a young woman who was trying to get out of it, and she appeared on camera, and within 2 or 3 weeks, she was dead. They just simply killed her.
Oh, I mean, the violence is. I mean, I haven't seen it's like, you know, accounts here in Greater Washington D.C. of machete wielding gang members chopping off limbs, drive-by assaults, maimings, people coming out of shopping centers and being mowed down by gangs.
Well, my goodness, don't they have laws in Washington D.C. against people having guns?
Yes, private citizens like you and me can't carry guns, but the lawbreakers, for whom nobody is really accountable, they get to carry machetes, they get to carry guns. It's an increasingly frightening story. In terms of a forecast, I don't know what we're going to do, because it doesn't seem to me you can get any handle on this violence and the prevalence and the growing prevalence of gangs until you get control over your borders. And the Bush administration, Dr. Stan, they don't want to do that. We have basically 6 years of track record with this administration, and there's no interest, there's no stomach to enforce the law. And President Bush would have you believe that illegal immigration, largely from Mexico, is about nannies and busboys and pool cleaners. And there's a lot of truth in that. But you also get a really significant criminal element, whether you're talking serial killers, Jose Padilla, or MS-13. One-third of our national federally incarcerated population, Dr. Stan, is comprised of the foreign-born. So, again, you can't be selective about who's coming in and coming out in terms of illegal immigration. Illegal immigration means illegal, and we need to have a government. We have an American people that makes that distinction. We need to have a government that makes that distinction.
Well, of course, I think that this was certainly at least part of the reason why they've repudiated the Republicans in the last party. And they weren't voting against, they weren't voting for the Democrats. They were voting against the Republicans. And, many of the good Republicans didn't get any help at all from the Bush administration, and the bad ones did. So, you know, it is the Republican National Party that really doesn't, gives out the money and they're not interested in people who really believe in Republican principles. They're interested in those that will go along and be good little troopers and do exactly what George tells them to do. Unfortunately, George says one thing and does another. He says, I'm against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. I just want everybody here to be able to stay and become citizens.
He says, I
believe English should be the language, the official language of this country. But you go to his webpage, and you find you can get everything there in Spanish.
Yeah.
How could he say one thing and then do another?
Oh, I think there's a lot of truth in your political science here. You know, we've heard the president publicly say, I'm opposed to illegal immigration. But in terms of policy, that is very, very hollow soundbite. The president, if he wanted to, Dr. Stan, he could issue an executive order this morning and say to all American businesses, you will authorize, you will authenticate, you will verify the eligibility of your hires with the Social Security Administration and with the Department of Homeland Security. We will make sure that there are no bogus Social Security numbers submitted for job applicants. That would be a remarkable bit of enforcement activity on the part of the administration. It could be done today, literally, because tens of thousands of American businesses are already doing this, but it's voluntary. But this president doesn't want that type of enforcement, precisely, in my judgment, because it would work.
The incredible thing is the Social Security Administration knows who's using bogus Social Security numbers, and a lot of the illegals are using bogus Social Security numbers. And the IRS knows that, and they're keeping separate accounts for these people who are here illegally in violation of our laws. I mean, this whole story is just so incredible. In fact, now they're talking about, you know, how we really want to be able to pay these people Social Security. They've been here illegally. They've been working. But the money is accumulating in their Social Security accounts. And they're even talking about, you know, then they're working right now with Mexico so that the people can get their Social Security here and then they get it in Mexico. Isn't that nice? We're just the nicest people in the world. Either that or what's insane. It's almost as if people want to destroy the fabric of our society. We'll be back in just a moment here on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase and FDIC-insured bank with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and George, who works there as producer, said that this company that was raided across the nation, they went to a number of their various branches, they arrested about 400 illegal immigrants. I mentioned 1,000. Apparently the figure is about 400, but supposedly the company had no idea that they were hiring all these illegal aliens. Why they thought they were here, completely legally, they had no idea. And nobody from the company, of course, was arrested for hiring illegal immigrants. They did arrest the people, or I don't know what they're going to do with them. They're probably going to arrest them and turn them loose, sort of the catch-and-release program. And, the people down on the border, the Border Patrol agents, they're trying to do the right thing. But, of course, they're being betrayed by their supervisors and by the people in Washington, D.C., who have an entirely different agenda. Well, John, certainly we're going to have a new session of Congress starting here in January. Do you foresee that they're simply going to, do everything they can to encourage amnesty for this 20 million people? And if these 20 million people get amnesty and then they can bring in their distant relatives, how many people are we going to be increasing our population by? Some people say that we'll ever have another 100 million people in America here within 10 years or so.
Yeah, I think this is such an important question. I'm not positive that we're going to get an amnesty in the 110th Congress. It's certainly true. I mean, Democrats control both chambers, and it's certainly true they would love nothing better than to give green cards to 10 or 15 million illegal aliens. We know that. They've said it publicly. But Nancy Pelosi's first order of business, it seems to me, is to get her party reelected in 2008. And the question is, in 2007, is it good politics to champion and legislate, pass an amnesty at a time where public opinion polls show that 65, 70, sometimes even 75% of the American people say, what are you thinking about talking about amnesty for lawbreakers? I'm not so sure they're going to do that. They could. And one of the reasons they could do it is because they know they have a Republican president in Mr. Bush that would sign that legislation into law. He wants it too. So it's a very dangerous time, Dr. Stan. If the Senate had its way and got its legislation that it passed this year, you're exactly right. The U.S. population would grow by tens of millions very, very quickly. In fact, there was a researcher at the Heritage Foundation named Robert Rector who actually scored the bill in terms of population. And he said in 10 years' time, the conservative estimate would be about 65 million people added to the American population in the next 10 years. That is breathtaking growth at a time where we are already concerned about issues like urban sprawl and congestion and skyrocketing housing costs and overcrowded schools. But the Senate doesn't care.
No, they'll get their fat pensions and their free health care and all the benefits of being the honorable this or that, for the rest of their lives. And for their wives afterwards, they have no loyalty, or many of them have no loyalty to our nation. Simply, it's all a matter of what they can get out of it. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if we had people who really believed in America, who were dedicated to preserving our system, our concepts of freedom here? It seems that that's such a rare commodity when you have people who go to Washington, D.C. for truly, altruistic purposes. I think of Tom Coburn, a physician who's a senator from Oklahoma. Isn't it interesting? We always hear about John McCain. We never hear about Tom Coburn.
No, here in Washington, the old joke is, at the State Department, wouldn't it be terrific if there was a desk set aside for American affairs? It would be wonderful if we had in our political leadership, instead of post-American sensibilities, American sensibilities. What is in the best interest of the United States when it comes to immigration policy? Isn't immigration, isn't that a choice that we make as a people? Who we let in what numbers, with what characteristics? The Supreme Court already ruled on that a long time ago. We do get to determine that. The problem is the will of the vast majority of the American people is ignored by our politicians. And this has been going on for 20 years. At some point, something's got to give. We already have Minutemen, 15, maybe 20,000 of them, You know, a year ago, Dr. Stan, their numbers were about 800. When a government refuses to legislate and govern in accordance with the overwhelming majority of its people, at some point, something gives, something breaks. And my concern is the longer we go and the more this crisis mushrooms, what is a peaceful, law-abiding, grassroots organization like the Minutemen could be replaced by something much different, much less appealing. Because if you're a resident of Arizona, if you're a rancher there, or if you're a rancher in California, how much can you take? How much violent trespassing can you take? If you're a governor or in a state assembly and your budget is bleeding red ink, and first your first recourse was to recall a governor, but now, years later, the problem is actually worse. What do you do?
People don't understand that when we got Arnold Schwarzenegger in, who did he take on as his closest advisor? Why, it was Gray Davis's closest advisor. The same woman went to work for both people, and we voted out, you know, poor old Gray Davis, and we brought in Arnold, who says all the right things and then does all the wrong things. It is incredible that he would have exactly the same political advisor as Gray Davis.
Oh, it's the ultimate con game, isn't it? Just a big shell game perpetrated against the American voters, the California voters. You know, we can sit here and acknowledge it, but we've got to get more people informed. We've got to get them aware and embracing this issue. Like you said at the beginning here, there's no more important issue today. It's not just about Spanish, the prevalence of Spanish speaking or school overcrowding. I mean, we're really talking about a destiny. What is our destiny as an American people? What do we want to become?
Survival,
and are we going to have controls?
America is at hand. America is under attack. It's being invaded, and our attention is focused overseas, as I mentioned. You've got about a minute to wrap up the program, John.
Well, first of all, we have a great relationship with your program. We thank you for thinking of us, and what a great time of year, the end of the year, to do a big reflection. We hope in 2007 you'll keep thinking of us because we'd love to come back on.
God bless. Thanks very much, John. Bye-bye.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. What this is all about is about globalism. It's all about the fact that there really are people who hate America, who believe in a world government. They have no loyalty. country. They do not want to maintain our sovereignty. They want to merge us with Mexico and Canada and the North American Union. And that, of course, will go right along with this effort to unite South America under the leadership of Hugo Chavez or some other Marxists down there who are using the hatred and resentment of America to unite the South American countries. And that's just what the globalists want. Once they can get the people to give up their national sovereignty in the name of trade, then they can begin to bring in the supranational bureaucracies. They're doing it in Asia, they're doing it in Africa, they're doing it in the Arab countries, they're doing it in Europe. It's all part of a coordinated plan. And you must understand that. And, of course, ultimately there will be the loss of sovereignty and there will be the loss of freedom. And that is, of course, what the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Act and the refurbishing of all those nice Japanese concentration camps, $38 million we just put out, because we just don't want people to forget what terrible it was to put those Japanese into the concentration camps. So we're going to refurbish the concentration camps. Isn't that nice? Could it be that they have something else in mind? Could it be that they have something in mind when they give Halliburton $385 million to build detention camps in America? What could they be thinking? They don't know what they're doing? Or do they know and they don't want the American people to know? You need to get our information on immigration. We have a four-tape set on immigration. We have a four-tape set on globalism, which contains my interviews with Dr. Corsi, who's done an excellent job. We carry Jerome Corsi's book, Minuteman, which is simply not a discussion of immigration. It's just a discussion of globalization and this plan to destroy the sovereignty of America by the traitors in Washington, D.C. And ladies and gentlemen, nobody wants to call them traitors, but they are traitors because their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. And they have sworn to uphold our Constitution. They're doing everything they can to destroy our sovereignty, our Constitution, our freedom. So get the information, and certainly we carry the book Fighting Immigration Anarchy. We have a DVD of The Conquest of Aslan put out by Glenn Spencer, who's done an excellent job. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And you can get our tapes. Actually, they have a MP3, I think 20 of our programs recorded. They're here at the American Freedom Network. You can get 20 or 22 MP3 programs on a one disc, and you can order that from George here at the American Freedom Network. Understand what this is all about, and then the spiritual forces that energize it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to, of course, get the other material we have. They sold their souls for rock and roll, either DVD or video, and the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You will never look at the world through the same eyes again. There is another dimension. There are people who've sold their souls to the devil. This is a Luciferian movement. And until you recognize that, none of it makes sense. How can people say one thing and mean another? Because they worship a different God. 1-800-544-8927, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day, directly or indirectly. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Till Monday when we'll be with you again. May the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6200.
8245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for